For a decade, Philadelphia had at least 300 homicides a year. In 2013, that deadly trend ended in historic fashion. There were only 247. That's a 26% drop compared to 2012, the lowest since 1967. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey says targeting high-crime areas known as hotspots helped bring down the numbers.
Well, it's a very basic strategy, and that is, one, be very data-driven. Take a look at trends. Take a look at patterns. We identified 9 districts initially that were the most problematic districts that later became 12 districts, where some 64% of our violent crime was taking place. Looking at the deployment of personnel that we have in those districts, making sure that we have adequate people in those areas. Our use of foot patrols, all recruits coming out go on foot patrol.
New York and Chicago also ended the year with figures not seen since that decade, but Philadelphia saw the sharpest decline. District Attorney Seth Williams says winning more felony convictions, especially for violent crime, helps too.
The more we have people being held accountable, we have fewer people that are still running around out there not being held accountable.
Matthew Smith, president of the Pennsylvania chapter of the National Action Network, says other factors may have contributed to the historic low. He says grassroots work around gun violence may be paying off.
People realize that if it's used today, it can be me tomorrow. So it's that sort of need to help, you know, that self-survival thing.
Smith says the city's trauma centers are also having more success with keeping gunshot victims alive. Patrick Kim, trauma director at the Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania, says Scoop and Run, the police's policy of transporting victims right away instead of waiting for ambulances, helps those survival numbers.
For us, I do think that the most important thing for a shooting victim is to be at the trauma center where most of the diagnosis and treatment can be done. It's not at all to discount any skills that pre-hospital providers can provide in the field. It's just that there are many different kinds of patients, and I think that what many of us feel is that the sooner the patient can be brought to the hospital, the better the patient may do.
Whatever the formula for success, Malik Aziz and other community activists say the streets still aren't safe.
It's all, I guess, you know, part of a strategy to at least make people feel safe. Because a lot of people stay in the house and watch TV. So if you could come on television and say, we have a dramatic drop in crime in the city of Philadelphia, then a lot of people are going to see that. But that don't necessarily mean they believe it to come out the door. They have to come out the door and look out and see that it's safe.
Aziz says we're still not there yet. Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey agrees. There's still a lot of work to be done.
This isn't standing on the bridge of a ship with a mission accomplished banner behind me here. We're making some progress, but there's a lot more progress to be made.
Ramsey wants to cut the murder rate to 200 a year. Keith Bailey, director of violence prevention programs at Physicians for Social Responsibility, says such a significant drop could do wonders for Philadelphia.
When you're increasing both perceived and actual levels of safety, you're going to increase your population. You're going to increase businesses wanting to come in and do business here. You're going to make our schools better places for kids to learn.
I'm Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.